You're listening to episode number 35 of the Unperfect Podcast, and today you get to hear all about my minivan. Exciting, I know. It has been a lot of places, and it has been through a lot, but it also reminds me of me. I've been through quite a lot and have come out with a few battle scars of my own, but I'm learning to appreciate them for what they represent, so listen in. Welcome to the Unperfect Podcast. I'm your host, Shelley Sneed, and I'm here to help you see glimpses of God's glory among life's imperfections. If you've ever struggled with measuring up to an unattainable standard or wondered where is God during less than perfect circumstances, congratulations, you're officially human. And you're not alone. Hope and probably a little bit of humor are coming up. If you're a faithful listener of the podcast or even a newbie who really enjoys it, please give us a free thank you and shout out by leaving a rating and a review if you're on Apple Podcasts or others that allow us. Reviews are the currency for getting the podcast platform to suggest the Unperfect Podcast to other listeners who are looking for ways to live fully amid imperfections and brokenness. And I'd love for them to find it here. It is so quick and easy. If you're driving, pull that minivan over. I'm just kidding. But do take a sec when you park it and leave a quick review, like Elizabeth from Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast, who said, "Shelley has such a great sense of humor. What a great show for women who want to grow deeper in faith and work on themselves." Or Mary Kay, who wrote, "If life isn't what you thought it would be, this podcast is a must listen." Thanks so much in advance for the sweet gift of your words. Now, let's get on with the show. So my minivan has seen better days. We bought it about 9 or 10 years ago, and it was in pristine condition, very few miles on it. In fact, the guy that sold it to my husband noticed his meticulous attention to detail, because Art has a file folder for file folders. He's that organized. And this seller was so grateful that his van was going to a new owner who would take great care of it, just like he had. So clearly, he had not met the rest of the family. Fast forward to the title transfer, where we all had to meet at the bank to do this. And we knew with one look at our four young and energetic kids, this guy was going to foresee a less promising future for his van. Our family affectionately refers to this vehicle as the tank. It has taken us on countless road trips to see family and friends, and we've been to lots of destinations across the entire country. It has transported kids to and from muddy hikes, wet swims, and really stinky sports practices. It has housed backpacks, lunchboxes, musical instruments, stray Cheetos, empty Chick-fil-A waffle fry boxes, you name it, it's been there. It has carried items for thrift store runs, which y'all know stay in the car for months before you ever get there, right? And tailgates. And it has served as a privacy screen for pee breaks along the interstate when the bladders could not wait any longer. It has shuttled dogs who have thrown up in it, shaken their wet fur in it, and licked the cup holders clean from all the food left behind. It has survived multiple battles with garage doors, other vehicles, mailboxes, flying rocks, and a goose that once flew into the windshield on a busy highway. True story. It currently boasts a busted front bumper, which was not my fault. Someone did this while I was in a store, and then it was a hit and run. And the bottom rubber panel that covers the frame on the bottom is literally being held onto the frame with 10 zip ties. But while it's covered in battle scars, and while my oldest son claims that he gets car sick just looking at this van, the tank continues to get our crew from point A to point B. And to me, it represents the people and pets that have been transported within its worn painted sides and faded interior, and the memories that I got to make with them. And it makes me wonder, why am I so hard on myself when I don't have the same body I had starting out on this journey of adulting, or the same memory, oh my word, I'm losing memory cells by the second, or the same energy level We just moved my mom into a new apartment this past weekend, and I won't say her age because she doesn't like that being announced, but let me just say she has more energy than me, and this should not be. But my physical, mental, and emotional scars represent great things, like children born, years of adventures with my people. Now, they also represent the pain and the trauma, but that pain and trauma is what caused me to live beyond my own strength and wisdom while clinging to the one who has held me securely through them all. And I found this really interesting. In Exodus 15, verse 26, when God promised Israel he would be their healer, he used a Hebrew word that actually means to mend by stitching. How crazy is that? Have you ever had stitches? I've had to have stitches, and I had a few last fall, and they were not fun. Stitches leave scars, and scars are reminders. But we can choose our focus when we're reminded of what happened, the pain or the people we shared an experience with, the junk that our hearts have endured, or the journey that we got to experience in the midst of those ups and downs. This verse and its original Hebrew word meaning are such a great reminder to me that God's healing can be hard. It's a process, but it's a process that draws me out of the pain of the past and into His presence, which is the only safe place for me to be. We are big fans of the Pixar movie series Cars, and I love what the dilapidated tow truck mater tells Holly in Cars 3 when she plans to smooth out his imperfections. He says, and I won't even try to do his accent because I'm probably pretty close to it anyway, being from Alabama and Louisiana, but he says, "No, thank you. I don't get them dents buffed, pulled, filled, or painted by nobody. They way too valuable. I come by each one of them with my best friend, Lightning McQueen. I don't fix these. I want to remember these dents forever." So today, I'm giving myself grace for being a little less fit, a little less refined, and a lot less perfect. I'm choosing to focus on the beautifully imperfect people and experiences along my journey, and not the dents and the scars I accumulated along the way. The scars just mean that I've come through something, and God is healing me. And I'm meditating on what God says in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." His grace is sufficient because he too bears scars, scars that are eternal reminders to us of his perfect and sovereign love. And I was thinking about that old hymn that says, "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?" I'm taking my cue from the one who chose to keep his scars as he said to Thomas, "Put your hands here. It's me. I'm real." And I'm praying you see glimpses of God's glory in the now and the not yet of your imperfect life today, dents, scars, and all, that you see them as reminders of his provision and the journey that has brought you time after time into his presence. See you next time. If you sometimes struggle with living in the tension of the now and the not yet, I've got a free resource just for you called The Unperfect Promises of God. It's a printable download of 5 biblical meditations to help you find balance between the brokenness we live in and the hope that we have in Jesus. Just click on the link and that printable download is yours free. Yay, we love free.